We're in the book of Hebrews, if you'd like to turn there. Actually, we don't turn to Hebrews first, but we will be looking at things within Hebrews. How about we pray? Father, we thank you for the day. Thank you for your lessons that we need. Thank you that you have left us your word to guide us and to help us. Forgive us, Father, for so often dismissing your word and your ways for our own ways. But Lord, I pray that this morning we will be once again reminded of how you want us to live, and that, Lord, we would be encouraged to do so, and that, Lord, you will be pleased with our walk as we walk this life in faith, trusting that, Lord, your ways are always the best way. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, 2 weeks ago, we started to look at some of the people that are mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 who lived by faith. People who believed what God said, and it affected how they lived within their life. And we started to look at the various circumstances in life where we also need to live by faith as well. And last time we looked at Noah, if you can remember then. And Noah believed what God said about a judgment that was coming, and that affected how he lived, and it caused him to serve the Lord faithfully. For many, many years he prepared that ark, and he went out and preached to others of the coming judgment as well. And we saw how if we believe what God says about a judgment to come as well, how there is eternal judgment to those who reject Christ, and how there is a judgment seat where we as believers will stand and give an account of ourselves one day, well, then that'll have an effect on our everyday life as well. We should be willing to serve the Lord faithfully throughout our entire life, not just at the beginning or three quarters, but our entire life, knowing that there is a judgment to come as well. Now, that is one person that is mentioned here in Hebrews. Another one man that is mentioned is Abraham. And after looking at Noah, it then goes on to talk about Abraham. And we learn here in the dealings with Abraham that are mentioned how we are to deal with the unknowns in our life. And that's what we're going to be looking at, how we ought to deal with the unknowns that come up in our life. And we're going to look at the time when Abraham was told by the Lord to leave his home in Ur and travel to a new land that God had prepared for him. Now, it'd be good, first of all, if we turn to Genesis chapter 12 and have a look at the account that is referred to in Hebrews 11. So if we go back to the beginning of the Bible, Genesis chapter 12, and we read in verses 1 to 5 this account. And it says there in verse 1, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee." So that's the commandment. Leave and go to a place that I will show you. And the Lord goes on and says, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in these shall all families of the earth be blessed," or "in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." So Abraham stayed put and would not budge. No, that's a different version. That's probably when it's talking about our life, all right? Now, it says, "So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came." Now, if we turn over to Hebrews chapter 11, we read how this event is mentioned as an act of faith. It says in Hebrews 11, verses 8 and 9, by faith, or due to his faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And so here we have it mentioned as an act of faith. And what I want us to notice, as I said at the beginning, that we see here in this time in Abraham's life, how he trusted the Lord for the unknowns in life. God said to Abraham there in chapter 12, verse 1, I want you to leave your country, I want you to leave your kindred, and I want you to leave your father's house, and I want you to go to a land that I'll show you. That's all he says. He doesn't tell him where he's going, he doesn't say what it's going to be like, but he says, I want you to leave this land and all your securities that are there with it, and I want you to go to a land that I'll show you. Now that would have raised a lot of unknowns. We often read that and don't think about those things. You know, Abraham didn't know where he was going. That's an unknown. Abraham had to leave his kindred and his friends and everything that was established there, the protection of his father also, and go somewhere where he didn't know where he was going. And so he had to leave a lot of things that brought security to him and go out in order to trust the Lord. He didn't know what the land was like. He didn't know if it was better or worse. He didn't know anything. Lots of unknowns. But there was one thing he did know. Out of all the unknowns, there was one thing he could be sure of, and that is God said, I want you to go. He knew that. And although obedience to God's commandment brought a lot of unknowns with it, he still obeyed, trusting that God knew what was best. And so, we see here that this is described as somebody who lived by faith. Even though there are a lot of unknowns due to obedience to God in this area, he still obeyed. And the reality is for us, there are always going to be unknowns in our life. Lots of unknowns. And the key to living by faith is to find out what God has said and do that. And then leave all the troubles that may come from doing it and obeying. Leave all the results up to the Lord. Leave all the unknowns up to Him. All we have to do is work out what God has said and obey that. And that's how we can deal with the unknowns. The problem that we often have is we want to know the results of obeying the Lord first, before we obey. We want to know what, we want to have all the unknowns explained to us first. Lord, I will obey you as long as I know that if I obey you, it's going to be good, a good ending. I want to know the ending first. And Lord, I want to know why you're asking me to do that. And I want to know why that's happening. And when you explain all the unknowns, then I will step out in faith and do what you want. It's a bit like Abraham, you know, God going to him, Abraham, I want you to leave your kindred and your family and go to a land. And he says, yes, Lord, but I want you to show me where I'm going first. I want to make sure that it's better than what I got. I got it pretty good here. Got security, I've got my family, I've got this nice house. I want to know that where you're taking me is better first. Now, if he did that, he wouldn't be recorded as a man who lived by faith. That's living by sight. You show me that obedience to you is better, and when I can see it, then I'll do it. That's not stepping out in faith. That's living by sight. And if we want to be people who live by faith, on the journeys, and there's lots of journeys, lots of paths that the Lord asks us to go down. But if we want to be people who live by faith, well, then we have to live like Abraham, where we know what God has told us, and we're going to obey that and trust Him for the unknowns that follow. You see, living by faith isn't some pie in the sky thing. You know, often when you say hear someone say live by faith, you think, oh, how do you do that? That's sort of mystical and out of my reach. But to live by faith is a very everyday, basic sort of thing. And there are lots of areas in our life where we can and should be living by faith. Let's have a look at a few. These are the ones that I can think of. When you get sick, or your children get sick, there's a lot of unknowns there. Is this bad, this sickness? Will it get worse? Will we get better? Or so on. There's a lot of unknowns on that path. You know, when Linda was in hospital with all that funny business, there's a lot of unknowns. Is it bad? Is it going to get worse? Is it ever going to get better? Lots of unknowns. And the Lord doesn't give us all the answers to the unknowns, but He does give us some things He wants us to do. He wants us to understand that He is the all-powerful one and He's in control and accept that. He wants us to be faithful to Him regardless. He wants us to continue to love Him and to seek His kingdom first. He wants us to have that peace that passes all understanding due to the fact that He's in control. There are various things that we can be sure of that we have to trust and accept, and then trust Him for all the other unknowns. He'll give us the grace to cope with whatever He wants us to go through. You know, when you're serving the Lord, there's a lot of unknowns. You know, sometimes we get called to serve the Lord in an area like this, or like here, or like in other areas, and it can be rather distressing when you are faced with or asked to serve the Lord in a certain area. Lots of unknowns. You know, can I do it, for starters? Will people accept me? Will I blow it and make an absolute fool of myself? Will I be able to cope with the commitment of serving the Lord in those areas? There is a lot of unknowns when we are asked to serve in a certain area or way. But what we need to do is know where the Lord has gifted us and realize that's how He wants to use us, and understand that this is God's calling, and accept that and trust Him and obey Him and leave all the unknowns to Him. That's His business. You know, having a baby and being a mum, I dare say, brings a lot of unknowns. And mums, a very good study to do is to have a look at what God says to women, wives and mothers. Type that up and see what the Lord says to you. You'll discover there's a lot of things you should be knowing and doing. You know, there's you need to spend time in God's Word still. And when you start to leave that time with the Lord, you will find a lot of other troubles will come that aren't necessarily should be there. You'll see that the Lord says that you still should love your husband. Don't get that focused on your child or children that you stop loving your husband. It says that you should love your children. And so there should be love for all the children that you have. It says that you should be willing to receive counsel from older women that have gone before you and seen a lot of things. It says that you should be keeping yourself pure. It says that you should be a keeper of the home. And so there are lots of things you should be doing. The Lord has revealed them. And they are the things that you should be sticking to. And then when it comes to the unknowns, God will give you the grace in those times for that. Don't get all stressed about the things you can't control. Stick to doing what you know God has told you to do. You know, when you forgive someone, that brings a lot of unknowns. Will they hurt me again even though I forgive them? Will they think that I'm weak because I have forgiven them? Will they take me for granted if I forgive them? But those who live by faith obey what God says. God says, forgive. And then all those unknowns, all those questions that come up, well, then that's God's business to work out. You know, when you're single, there's a lot of unknowns about who to marry, or when will you get married, or if you'll get married. You know, when I was a teenager and early 20s, I remember that my mind a lot. I didn't know the future in that regard, and I hated it. I like to know things, all right? I like to know what's happening in my life. And unfortunately, that brought a lot of unknowns. Who would I marry? When would I be married? How long do I have to wait to get married? How do I bring it to pass? Do I have to go around all different churches and try and find someone to marry? You know, lots of unknowns. So I decided to do what I knew God had told me to do. I know that He said, seek first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness. And that should be my motivation for being involved in something or going somewhere. I'm seeking the glory of the Lord and seeking His will and service. I want to serve the Lord. And so I thought, I'll put my efforts into serving the Lord and seeking to glorify Him in my life. I know that's what He does want me to do. I know that He tells me not to be unequally yoked together with unbeliever. So I knew that that ruled out some people that came across my path. I knew that He said to pray for guidance and to delight myself in His word and that He will direct my paths. And so I decided to do those things because I knew that when your mind is full of doubts and unknowns and fears of missing out, that you're very tempted to take whoever may come along first, just in case no one else comes along. Like you think, who will ever like me anyway? So if someone actually likes me, I'll take them. Very dangerous time of your life. And you know, when Abraham was on his journey, I can imagine there were times when he came across a land and it was lovely green pastures. Maybe there was a nice spring coming out, lovely fresh water. And maybe he was tempted on that journey thinking, you know, I might just stay here. I love this spring. I don't know if the land that God has for me has a spring and these are lovely plains. I know it may be not what God wants, and I know it may be not exactly what I pictured, but I can make this place work. Besides, I don't know if it's going to be as good where the Lord takes me. And he could have quite easily been tempted to take what he could see rather than trust what God had planned for him. And that would have been a man who lived by sight rather than by faith. And Abraham would have missed out on so many blessings. We don't know what, but he would have missed out on so many. And sadly, there are many people in this area of who they will marry, that while they're on the journey, somebody comes along who isn't saved, but they're very nice. Or they're saved, but they're not walking with the Lord. You can't say you're equally yoked. And instead of focusing on the things that God has said, to seek Him first, to seek godly counsel, to obey Him and listen to what the Lord would have you and match that person up with the Scriptures and see if they match. Instead of that, so often they concentrate on the unknowns. What if no one else comes along? What if no one else likes me? What if I have to wait so long? What if I have to go forever without being married? And so they think they'll take the one that comes along that doesn't fit with God's line. I'll make it work. Okay, I know there's the drinking and smoking and maybe some drugs and some things, but I'll make it work. And they miss out on God's best. I remember at my old church, I was preaching a message in 1 Samuel where it says that where the Lord says to Eli through Samuel, they that honour me, I will honour. They that despise me, I will lightly esteem. And I was preaching about how we need to honour the Lord in our life in every area. And if so, trust that promise that there will be blessings from God for doing so. After that, there was a young girl. She was about 17 in the youth group and she wanted to talk to me. So we got together and had a chat. And she was dating a boy at that stage. And I didn't really have much time for him. But she said to me that I know that he's drinking and smoking. I know that he wants things that he shouldn't be. And I just don't know what I should do. And I said, do you think this guy is someone that the Lord is pleased with? This is God's person for you? And she said, no, I know it's not. But what happens if I stop? Who will love me? And I said, that's what comes down to. And I had my Bible and I turned it around. I said, I want you to read that verse again. What does it say? And she said, they that honour me, I will honour. And I said, that's where it comes down to. Are you willing to trust God's promise? And she went home. And about 2 weeks later, she came up to me and said, I've decided to trust the Lord. And I've called it all off. I said, well, you wait and see what God has planned for you. Trust His promise. You know, 1 year went by, nothing, two, three, four. I'm starting to get a little bit worried here myself, you know. Come on, Lord. Have a crying with me because I don't know if I'll ever get married. And I don't know the future. And then lo and behold, someone comes along from another church at Tamworth and falls in love with this girl. And he's a lovely guy. I had the privilege of marrying him. And they serve the Lord in a very good church. They got two little boys. And if you talk to her today, she's a happy lady. And praise the Lord that she decided that's living by faith. You know, interesting, she had her best friend about 3 months after she'd called it off, started going out with this same guy. So I took her to the same place. It was McDonald's. Sat down with her and I said, told her the same thing. Do you really think this is the fella for you? And she said, I don't think so. And I showed her the same verse. I go, you have to decide what you're going to do. She decided to take what she could see. They don't go to church. They're living in just a worldly environment with all the alcohol and cigarettes and drugs and whatever. Miserable life. One chose to trust the Lord and not take what they could see, but one chose to live by faith, and one didn't. And you can see how God honours those that honour Him. Now, it doesn't mean if you don't repent after that you can't enjoy the blessings of God, but you will miss out on what's best. And if you're missing out on someone or something because you're choosing to trust the Lord and do things His way, that's living by faith. And see it for what it is. And don't be tempted to take what you can see, even though you can see it's not of God. Trust Him for that. And if you have to live your entire life, if that girl had to live her entire life and die, never being married, but choosing to honour the Lord, God would have rewarded her in heaven 100-fold. And she still would never have regretted. And that's living by faith when it comes to the area of marriage. You know, when it comes to the mission field, those people have to live by faith. When they're preparing to go on the mission field, there's a lot of unknowns. You know, will we be kept safe? Will my children be kept safe? Will our needs be met? But for someone that's thinking about the mission field, all they have to work out is, has God told them to go? And then all the unknowns He will sort out. And if you haven't obeyed the Lord, God's calling to go somewhere when it comes to the mission field, simply because you're the fear of the unknowns, well, then you need to understand that's not living by faith. You know, when you're witnessing, there are a lot of unknowns. If I witness to this person, will I lose friendship with them? Will the person hate me for it? How will they respond if I tell them about the Lord? There's a lot of unknowns. You know, isn't it true that if you're sitting next to someone, say, on a train, and you knew that if you sparked up a conversation and then told them about the Lord, they would get excited about what you're telling them, listen and then search it out, and then fall to their knees and call out to the Lord to save them, and then they'll give you a big hug and say, thank you, this is what I've been waiting to hear, and then they'll be added to the church and they'll serve the Lord faithfully for the rest of their life. If you knew that was going to be the outcome, would you even hesitate to tell them about the Lord? I wouldn't. I wouldn't hesitate at all if I knew that was going to be the outcome. But we don't know the outcome, do we? We don't know if that's going to happen or they're going to say, you are some weirdo. Will you shut your mouth or something? All right. And it's the fear of the outcome. the unknowns that often stop us from opening our mouth and obeying the Lord. But we need to understand that what God has said is to speak the gospel and take those opportunities. Someone who lives by faith does that not knowing what the outcome is going to be. Lots of unknowns in our life, isn't there? You know, tell the truth at work brings a lot of unknowns. Will I get the sack? Will I be harassed by everyone if I tell the truth and not lie to this customer or this workmate or whoever? But you need to see, what does God say? God says, tell the truth and leave all the unknowns and what will come of this up to Him. You know, if you're looking for a job or an opportunity for a job comes up, a great job, pays well, but it's going to take me right away from any decent church, well, then that brings a lot of unknowns as well. The unknown is, if I don't take that job, I may not have a good job and I may not be able to provide for my family. So what do? What comes first? God says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness. It is our soul and His kingdom that is the most important. And when we seek Him, then He brings to pass all the other things in His perfect timing. But that often takes faith. If you had an opportunity, had a good job near a good church and a good job nowhere near a church, it's an easy choice then. That's not acting in faith. But the unknown of what if something doesn't come up? What if I don't get a good job and so on? Well, that's where faith comes into it. You do what God says and trust Him for the unknowns. And I guess the list could go on of everyday circumstances where we have to choose, will we trust God's promises despite the fact that unknowns will come from it or not? And that's what Abraham did. God said, I want you to leave your country and kindred and go to a place where I'll show you. And lots of unknowns came, but yet he still obeyed. And I wonder, is there something the Lord's been telling you to do lately? Is there a path? Is there a journey that he has been telling you to go down? Maybe to commit to this local church and serve the Lord in this church. Maybe to obey in a certain area or submit to the Lord in a certain area. But you know that there are unknowns that will come with that. Things that you're not sure about if you do. And that's been stopping you from obeying Him. Let me ask you, can God's way be worse than your way? Do you really think that? Can you do better than God? Do you seriously believe that you can sort your life out better than God can? Well, understanding that He's all-knowing, do you really think you know better than God? Do you really believe that His plans for your life are not going to be as good as your plans for your life? Well, you know, that's impossible. And this is the reason why Abraham was able to leave his country and leave his family and obey. You see, he believed that God's land and God's plans for him were better than his own plans. That's how he could do it. People often say, how was he able to do these things? How could he leave all these things and go out into the unknown? Well, this is the reason why, and that is he believed that God's ways and plans were better. Have a look. I'm not making this up. In Hebrews 11, verse 8, it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. He didn't know where he was going. Verse 10, for, this is the reason he was able to do it, he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You see, he knew that what God had to offer was better. Now, there is some confusion about what this city and that Abraham was in search of was. Is this heaven or was this Jerusalem? Now, I'm not going to go into that debate, but because you come to the same conclusion regardless of what you think it is. And that is, Abraham was still convinced that what God had to offer was better. And that's all that mattered. And so if God was offering something, he wanted that instead of anything else. He wasn't looking to his home, saying, well, Lord, I've got a pretty nice home here, and I got some nice land, and I got good friends, and so I'm happy with this. No, he understood, he believed that what God had to offer was better. And this faith produced actions. And that's why he obeyed God and trusted him for the unknowns. And if you believe this about God, that his ways, his paths, his plans are better than yours, it will produce the same actions in everyday life. And every one of those circumstances examples that I looked at, from forgiveness to who you may marry to sickness to whatever else I said, I can't even remember, but whatever those things are, that's where it will come down to. What does God say? And I'm going to trust and believe he knows better than me. And if God's been telling you to seek his kingdom first, because you haven't been, or to commit to the service of the Lord, or to be a mother, as he says, or to surrender to his will in your life, or to witness to that person who you haven't been willing to witness to, or to go there, or stay here, or to start doing something. If he's been saying those things, but you haven't been willing to, because there's just too many unknowns, well, you can be sure that the reason why you're doing that is because you don't believe what God has is better. We generally want to do what's best for us. And you're not convinced that God's way is better. That's why you haven't been doing it. But when you are convinced God's way is always better, that's when you're happy to do it. You know, we're warned by God in Jeremiah 17:5, thus saith the Lord, cursed, all right, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departeth from the Lord. That is scary business when we are a cursed person, when we would rather trust in man and trust in the flesh. Abraham trusted in the Lord rather than himself. That's why he was a blessed man and not a cursed one. We're told in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And too often we choose a way that seems right in our own eyes, but it brings destruction. That's like Abraham on his journey coming across and God says, I want you to go down here. Abraham says, I don't like that path. That looks a bit scary. I'm heading off this way, Lord. That's a man that leads to destruction. But it does say in Psalm 34:8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Do you believe God's ways and plans are better than yours? Well, if you believe it, it will be seen in how you act, in those everyday decisions that you are faced with that have so many unknowns. It'll be seen in the way you act. And you know, if you turn over to Proverbs chapter 3, we have the answer. This whole message can be encapsulated in these two verses. Very familiar verses, but so often not lived. It says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Where this is, I don't think I know what's best. I believe what God says is best. And what does it say in verse 6? And in all thy ways acknowledge him. And we saw how a few months ago how acknowledging means you accept that God knows best, you seek his counsel and wisdom, and you actually do what he does. That's acknowledging the Lord. Do what he says. And what does it say? This is the promise. And he shall direct thy paths. And brethren, I would much rather have an all-wise, all-knowing, all-loving, all-powerful God directing my paths than me trying to direct my paths. because I know I get it wrong a lot of times. And the promise is when we acknowledge Him and don't trust in our own ways, but trust Him, He will do that. And that is practically going to His Word, finding what He says about that circumstance and doing that regardless of what unknowns there may be. And I trust that we would do that and be people who live by faith when it comes to the unknowns in life, in all areas. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that we don't have to have everything explained. We don't have to know everything. We just need to know what You say and trust that. And Lord, that brings a lot of comfort. There are people in this world without You don't have that. And I pray that we would be people of faith, men and women of faith, trusting and obeying. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.